Yeah.
I know you thought today's Wheel of Anger was going to be about Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, I changed my mind. I'll do that next week. Get over it.
Okay.
I'm not your Wheel of Anger puppet. But enough on that. Can I just say this? This country is pathetic. Listen to this. According to the National Trust for Historic Preservation, a battered staircase used by hundreds to flee the falling World Trade Center is now officially one of the most endangered historical places in America. Hey, you know what? I lived in New York for 8 years. I was there that day. And there are more important things this country is in danger of losing besides that staircase. Like my patience!
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but our long national nightmare of gratuitous self-pity is over, people. Every week, countries all over the world lose thousands of people. Whole villages are lost every time a ferry boat sails in the Congo. Remember Bhopal?
Yeah.
60,000 dead when DuPont attacked them with gas. How about Fatty Arbuckle? His career died along with thousands of others when Coca-Cola attacked a prostitute with a bottle.
Mm.
I ask you, where's their survivor staircase?
Mm-hmm.
We're not special, so we got attacked. Walk it off!
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Sets my anger. Now we're spending $1 billion to turn Lower Manhattan into some weepy memorial like Washington, D.C. It's the most expensive tombstone in history. At least the pyramids were stuffed full of prizes. Couldn't that money be better spent around the country on fat prisons to save millions of obese Americans from cancer and almost certain humiliation by Dr. Phil?
Yes.
Which brings me to my next subject.
Mm-hmm.
John McCain. Senator McCain, you've used up your torture credits.
Come on.
It wouldn't matter if you were suspended by deerskin knots through holes in your chest like a man called horse.
Yeah.
You supported George Bush in 2 elections, had your nose anointed with Jerry Falwell's poop. Now you'd like to keep us in Iraq longer than that crappy song, Who Let the Dogs Out, has been playing in my head? Well, no! It's time to let the dream die. Bush will never help you. You're never going to be president, and the Green Bay Packers are still pissed off you gave their names to the Viet Cong. Let's face it, you crashed 2 jets and spent most of the war collecting a fat paycheck in prison. Not only that, you're expensive and you're lazy. Oh, and one more thing. Charlie! But even worse than that, I just bought a trowel that was made in China.
Mm.
Can't this dumb, stupid country even make a trowel? It's just a stupid little shovel-faced tool people use every day to dig up manure, you know, like Greta Van Susteren. It's not that hard, Mark. What I'm trying to say is this.
Yeah.
If you want to build a fitting memorial to the victims of 9/11, first off, stop using the term 9/11. Then spend that $1 billion assembling a revolutionary force armed with American-made trowels. And use that force to plant tasty weed in every town and city in the U.S. until we all have hair like that bass player for Jimi Hendrix. If you can't understand what I just said, maybe it's because you've just taken a ride on my Wheel of Anger. I'm Jim Earl, and you've been Earled.
All right. I get it. So now we move along. Jim Dunhill will be in here from Halliburton Watch.